Test. Okay, good morning. Good morning, Catalyst family. As Lauren mentioned, we are having Testimony Sunday today. And, you know, over the years, we traditionally had Testimony Sunday the week before Thanksgiving. And it's always been good, but lately we've been trying to incorporate more of them because it's just such a blessing. It's such a blessing to hear from our church family about how God has moved in your life and just, you know, some of the insights, the revelations, praising and honoring of the Lord that's come out of that time. We thought we should do this more often. We should really do this more often. So we plan to do it maybe 3-4 times a year. And so we felt like today, especially leading up to the retreat, because the theme of the retreat is, you will know it next weekend, Stronger Together. Stronger Together. All right. The theme of the retreat is Stronger Together. And last week I gave a message on that as a pre-retreat message. And we thought, again, ramping up into the retreat, it would be good to hear from all of you leading into this theme. So kind of the prompt, I mean, if the Lord puts something else on your heart, might be good for you to share is, just share how someone in the body has blessed you, has ministered to you, how God has used that person to encourage you. Because I find when we give testimonies like that, just the worship, the praise of the Lord gets elevated. You know, we have our model of church, and last week I talked about this, how I believe that we are moving into a different era, a different season, and the old model of church is not going to work in the future. And so if you want to know more about that, you have to listen to last week's message. But okay, it's online. But I feel like we've grown up with a very Western model of church. Very Western model, especially of worship service. It's very Western. You know, we've been to different places, have an opportunity to worship in different countries. I remember we've been to several worship services in Mozambique. And by the way, Apostle Vasco and Pastor Daniel send their greetings. We've been Zooming with them about twice a month, and it was great because last time we Zoomed, I got to see and interact with Apostle Vasco, and he's doing well. They send their greetings, but we've been in a worship service in Mozambique. Guess how long that worship service was? No, not 20. 7 hours. It was a 7-hour, right? A 7-hour worship service, but it was long, but it didn't seem like 7 hours. Maybe it seemed like 3 hours, but not seven. But very different worship styles. And you know, in the New Testament church, I believe their worship, when they gathered together, it was very different than what we're used to. You know, we come in for an hour and a half or so, worship the Lord, sing, hear a message, and then go home. Theirs was more of a longer all-day affair. Right? They would probably take communion and have a love feast, communion, and share and eat together. And one of the things, I just want to read you one verse. It's from 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul's talking about worship. And he says, chapter 14, verse 26, "What then, brothers, when you come together, each one," notice that, "each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up." So there was an expectation of the first century church that everyone was to come prepared or opened to be used by the Lord to bring a message, to bring a song, to minister to other people. It wasn't like going to go see a movie where you come and sit and you're just a passive observer. Everyone was expected to engage. And so that, in part, that's why I believe hearing from the body, letting each one have an opportunity to share what the Lord's been showing you, and in this case, how the Lord has used someone else to teach you, to encourage you, to bless you, to minister to you, so that everyone could be built up. And ultimately, so that we can see God moving in our lives, in the lives of our brothers and sisters, so that he will get the praise and the glory and the honor. All right, so I'm going to have Kyle come on up, and we're going to kind of host and do our MC thing. But if you feel led, I encourage you, if you feel prompted, it's not about you. It's about what God, through someone else, has done in your life. And you're giving praise, public testimony to the Lord.
You're here with the grace of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, and you're all we need. And you're here with the hands of the healer, with the power
is yours. Each one come and share, and if you want to even sing a song, go for it. All right, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Okay, all right. Let me just have a word of prayer for this time. Lord, thank you that you have gifted each and every one of us. You have given us gifts, talents, abilities. You have touched each one of our lives, Lord, in profound, life-changing ways. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've created and built the body, your family, that we can support one another, we can gather together to worship and honor you, that you and us are creating, Lord, a kingdom community that exhibits who you are, your heart, your values, your truths. And so, Lord, would you stir? Would you call out? Would you tap on the shoulder? Would you make sweaty palms and hearts race, Lord, of those you want to share, to testify of your goodness and your greatness and your love and power. So thanks, Lord. This time is yours, Lord. Move on our church family in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Whenever you feel sense, come on up. Please share with us. We want to hear from you. Before we go, did you want to say anything, Kyle?
I just felt like the Lord wanted to break the spirit of fear and timidity, and he wanted to release his spirit of courage, of strength, and a sound mind. So if you're feeling timid, if you're feeling timid, or just scared to come up here, don't let that stop you.
If you have the thought, I'm not going to go up there, you're the one. Okay. You're the one, okay? Okay.
It doesn't have to be a long testimony either. It can be something brief.
Jody!
Okay, I got the sweaty palms, so no, but I did want to give the Lord thanks. I'm going to try not to cry. My mom recently went to the hospital, and I just want to thank the Lord and all of many, many of you out there who prayed for my mom. And she lives in Maui, so it was just a big surprise when she fell down and she couldn't get up. And we were, being not there, of course, I panicked, and my dad is like, she doesn't want to go to the hospital. But I'm like, she's on the ground, and I FaceTime my mom, and she's like lying on the ground going, I'm okay. I'm like, you're not okay, you can't get up. So immediately I told my dad, you need to call 911. So I sent out a blast to a lot of people to pray because I didn't know what was happening. But I just want to thank the Lord that she's doing better. They're not sure exactly what happened, but it seems like she went from not being so weak and not being able to move to now she's up and about. She looks healthy again. So she's back home. But I just want to thank the Lord and thank all of you. And I just felt the love of Catalyst when people were praying for my mom. And I thank the Lord for his goodness that he does look after us and he knows every bit of us. And like that fear, you know, like comes over us for things that sometimes are not even in our control. But I thank the Lord that he is always for us and not against us. So thank you.
just want to give a shout out. No, Neva, you can come up. We're kind of talking in between. Just give a shout out to our prayer ministries. We have a lot of people that pray, and it's behind the scenes. A lot of you don't know, but things get posted, and people pray fervently. And so our prayer ministries, shout out to you guys who do stuff unbeknownst to a lot of us, but you guys have a lot of power in our church. Thank you.
Speaking of prayer ministries, actually, I've gone through quite a few PMTs, and
so this is Neva.
Oh,
This is Neva, and PMT stands for Prayer Ministry Teams. Yeah, go ahead, Neva.
Thank you. And so it's been quite, how do you say? I don't know if the word's revelation, but going from feeling in bondage, you know, family issues, personal issues, sin, and then feeling the redemption, feeling the grace, the mercy, forgiveness through PMT. And I think there was a point in when I was in college or grad school, and I just did this major sin, and Martha was saying, you know, Neva, she had this picture of a stone, and when you throw it, and the rippling effect, and even though I can't see things now, they will have a greater effect later. And I think that kept me through that time of repentance. And then, you know, I got married, and the outpouring of love with people through the virtual wedding, and then again merging these two lives, my husband and I. Again, I went to Martha, and she said it's like two rivers and streams coming together. And 3 years later, you know, I go to Martha again and go, oh, thank goodness, you know, because the rivers have come together and they're starting to flow. So just, I mean, nothing could really release you from that huge bonding, you know, no matter what you try, triathlons, you know, shopping, whatever. And so I just really want to thank the PMT and all those who are in there, because I know you're just taking your time and serving and, you know, fighting our battles for us. Thank you.
I think it's great that the Lord is opening doors for our prayer ministry teams to minister to a lot of people outside of our church too. There has been a number of pastors, ministers, former missionaries that have gotten referred to our teams from Pastor Sam. So Pastor Sam, and the Lord is opening doors to minister to people outside our church and those in ministry too. So that's been awesome. Kaz, come on up, Kaz. It's neat. Kaz, it's great to see you up here, because I know the previous time where we had an open mic, you were kind of feeling prompted, and then the time ended, so I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you. I just wanted to share, I started walking at the mall only because there's a group of people who walk at the mall early. It's kind of like a little too early for me, but I thought, okay, well, you know, it's nice to have company when you walk. I wanted to get the exercise. Thank you. But I wanted to give a shout out to Marilyn Hatanaka over there, because if it weren't for her, I probably wouldn't be going regularly, and you know, I look forward to it, and she's so welcoming, and we get to, well, she introduced me to all her friends at the mall. This is at the Cerritos Mall. And it's been a blessing. So together we're stronger because we're like praying for people out there. And like Marilyn will initiate going to visit people that are, or there's one girl who's in the hospital. So she takes a meal, and you know, so she'll say, Kaj, you know, you wanna come? I'm gonna go. I was like, yeah, sure. So then we get to go and pray for her, you know, our friend. And so, yeah, just together we're stronger. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. So bless Jesus for the opportunities. Thank you.
We call that our mall ministry. Anyone wants to be part of a mall ministry, they just go walk the mall, and they, as the Lord prompts them, they just start praying, ask people if they want prayer, and minister to people. And it's been awesome. And then we get funneled even on our Wednesday intercession prayer, people from the mall. We've gotten to know, not in person, but people at the mall that we've been praying for regularly too. So it's really cool. It's a ministry that the Lord is using them. Yeah.
Wow, that back section over there is really hot. Like all four people have come from
the
that same
spirit
section.
The spirit is moving over there. Evasha.
Let me put this down. Just go like, I'm not as tall as Kaz. We were actually playing Marco Polo over there. Marco Polo. No, actually, I just talked to Barry about this morning. For about the last 4 or 5 years, these feral cats have shown up at my patio and had their babies. I am not a cat person, or I wasn't. I've had 4 litters born on my patio, or their moms have had them somewhere, and then they bring over to me, and it's super, super stressful. Because then you have to try and get the moms fixed. You have to trap them. You have to try and find the babies' homes. Nobody wants to take them. And it's just been, my patio looked like a homeless shelter, just because I'm trying to keep them protected and everything. But this last year, I got really involved with the YMCA and with pickleball. And I thought, okay, this is my ministry, is because I've been praying for, I've prayed for people on the courts and the pool. And I felt like when I got this last litter taken care of, the Lord said, you're done now. So I cleaned up my patio, and I took another cat in, so I have 3 cats. And I'm like, I want to go back to Montana, where I'm from, to visit, because I haven't been able to for quite a while. And this community from the YMCA and pickleball, they said, we'll help you. And they're all pet owners. They came, just said, make out a schedule, let us know when you need us, and they were amazing. And I'm just like, God, thank you. This season is over, I can move on. So I was scheduled to come back on Wednesday. And I get a call from the lady that is doing my house, and she goes, Evasia, there's 2 kittens on your porch, and they're almost dead. What do we do? And she's panicking. So this mother that just had kittens brought more kittens to my front porch. I didn't even know about these. So we had to get those into the vet. Then Barry calls me that day, and he says one of the kittens ended up on his front porch because he lives 2 doors down from me. What should I do? And I said, welcome to my world. but then my neighbors that I've been reaching out to stepped up. And then my friends at the YMCA, a lady went on next door, I think, and she found 2 amazing women that are caring for these kittens that were at death's door. I just saw them yesterday, and they're walking and moving around. I knew none of these people a year ago. And God told me, step into this world. I'm not in like Christian ministry that much, but it's my world where Christ has put me. And it has been an amazing journey. It's also been very hard and challenging, because I thought when the Lord said, you're done, and 5 more kittens showed up, because there was 3 on my front step, I got back from Montana, and I went to my backyard, and there was 2 more from that same cat. But we found homes for 3 of them within 2 days, which is unheard of. And so if any of you want 2 kittens, I'm putting it out there, or any of your friends, these are survivors. But that's not why I'm up here. But I also want to thank Jody and this body, because it's been a difficult journey. Trusting God when you think he says it's done and it's not done. It's about bringing up your own issues. I was just talking to Barry about this morning, is going through this was a trust journey. Like, God, why? I'm not a cat person. I don't know how to do this. I don't want to do this, but here I am. And just keep walking and trusting others, because I'm pretty independent. And so I had to trust others through this. I had to reach out for help. So I want to thank those of you. Jody, thank you for praying for me this morning. And I also want you guys to pray for her parents, just for their spiritual journey. We've been contending for that, and I want to see them enter the kingdom too. So thank you for all of you that have reached out and been a support for me. And thank you, Barry, for praying for me this morning. It meant a lot. So thank you.
You know, it's neat that people in our church have all these ministries, either at their workplace or just different arenas. And, you know, Evasia, I call her the unofficial chaplain of the YMCA because she's been part of these aerobics. It's mostly women aerobics, water aerobics class. They have literally asked her in different situations to come to the front to pray over situations that are happening. And I think the reason why people are been so willing to help her through this situation is because, Evasia, you have ministered to, she has prayed for countless people just at the Y. Here's them going through something. Here's them having cancer. Here's this going on. She's praying for them. And then spontaneously, she started this. Again, this is a secular, this is the why. She started this chat group for people to post prayers. And all these peoples joined. And people that weren't even Christian asking, can you pray for me for this? Can you? And because of that, because of the love of Christ that she shared, Evasia, I feel like that's why people have responded to you. And so it's just a blessing. All these things happening, and no one hardly knows about these things going on, how God is moving through our people just to bless, minister to the people that they're around. Okay. Christian!
One of our young adults. Yes, Mark and Trish, you have a young adult in your house. Yes.
A man.
Hi. So a couple weeks ago, I was actually at my lowest in my entire life, really, and I didn't really know how to handle it, and so I decided to go to the gym one night, and you know, I usually just work out my feelings. But as I'm going home, I still feel like this pain, this emptiness, and more importantly, this loneliness. So I felt I had no one to turn to with this thing that I was going through. And on this drive home, it was probably like already 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, Lord, I'm turning to you. I haven't turned to you in a minute. So please give me time to like talk to you, like send me somewhere. And I got brought to one of my magnetic retreats about, like, Jerry had us do, like, this exercise where we would close our eyes and imagine ourselves with the Lord. And my safe place with him was at the beach. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'll drive to the beach, but it's only a 10-minute drive. I want to spend more time with you. And I'm already going. I get on the 605. And it's standstill traffic at 10 o'clock at night. I was there for an hour, right? Usually that's a bad thing, but I use that as an opportunity to just praise the Lord and thank him for like hearing me, because I couldn't think of anybody else that like would at that time. So that hour, just worship music and just deep prayer. Man, it was so good. The Lord is awesome, man. And getting to the beach, I was like, okay, what next, Lord? And you would think to just get out of your car and like just walk the beach, but Lord is like, no, stay in your car, turn off the music, turn off the car, and just sit in silence. Everything came out, man, like emotions of just years, like from when I was five, like all this like bottled up feelings, man, like giving all of that to the Lord is just so freeing. And coming home, like I remember just like having such a big smile on my face, knowing that the Lord was there. Yeah, I still feel free. Been in my Bible a lot. Having these Bible studies, just a lot of prayer, worship every night, it's been going so good. Just my walk with God is just uphill from just obeying that one night. Yeah.
Thanks, Christian. It's interesting how sometimes we get so busy and we don't know. We know we need to stop, but we don't know how to. And then God provides a way through bumper-to-bumper traffic for an hour. And then he gave you an intimate experience with him. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Hi, I'm Todd. Let's see. So I've been going through the Bible app, and for the longest time, maybe about 3 or 4 months now, I've been going through devotionals that for married couples, for husbands, and things like that. And you know, there's some good ones, and there's some so-so ones. Anyways, just recently, I went through a devotional that talked about fighting fair, and DM probably knows about this. Anyways, so I'm not saying that DM and I are going through struggles. I mean, we have a good marriage, right? We have a good marriage. Okay, we have a good marriage. We have a good marriage, so, but you can all still pray for us. But anyways, we have a good marriage. I am going off topic. We have a good marriage, but it talked about how to fight fair in a marriage. And anyways, I don't usually involve DM with these devotionals. It's usually just me, and it speaks to me, and I'm like, okay, these are things that I need to do as a husband, or these are good suggestions. Anyway, so it was how to fight fair. We were going through a little tiff, and I was like, oh, this is a good opportunity, and we went through it, and I was really excited because sometimes we don't always fight fair. And it gave us an outline on how to fight fair. And I really enjoyed it, and I think it worked out, right? It worked out? Yeah, it worked out. Okay, so to all, I'm just gonna talk to the married guys. Continue to fight for your marriage, whether it's great or whatever season you're in, keep on fighting and keep on fighting. And that's one. Another thing, going to pickleball, I don't consider myself like a prayer person. I do pray, but I just don't. But along the same lines as Evasia, so somebody asked me yesterday, hey, are you gonna play pickleball tomorrow? I go, no, I'm going to church. And they were like, really? Oh, okay, hey, you know what? I could use some prayer. I was like, like, whoa, Evasia, where are you? I couldn't find her. We played the same pickleball courts. I was like, okay, I guess I'm up next. Here I go. And I prayed for her, and it felt really good. Anyways, I prayed for somebody yesterday on the pickleball courts. So.
You know, about 3 weeks ago, I was meeting someone for lunch at Chick-fil-A in Cerritos, and I see sitting, and I hear, hey, Barry. I turn around, Todd's sitting there, and he's just with a couple of people I don't recognize, and it was kind of an eclectic trio of people. And so I came over, he introduced me to the other two, and Todd does in a, I think summertime, or was it year round? He does his classes year round at the Cerritos for Parks and Rec. He does like water aerobics and aerobics and different kinds of classes, right? Yeah. And so later on, I was eating lunch. I look over, there is literally about 9 people sitting huddled around this table with Todd. And it's like this eclectic, very eclectic group of people. I thought, wow. And I said bye to Todd, and I talked to him later, and he said, oh, that's his students. And I think some of them are like special needs, like adults, right? Aren't they? Or yeah, come on up. But you know, when I saw that, tell the story. Huh? Yeah, tell what that group was about. And
okay, so not only do I teach water aerobics, I'm always waiting for Evasia to join my class. But I teach this one class. It's like a life skills class, I guess, for adults with disabilities. They could be mental disabilities, psych disabilities, things like that. And so we get together, and they like Chick-fil-A, so we get together at Chick-fil-A. And for me, I feel like I just have to be nice, because I feel like all their life, they're adults, their entire life, people have just been, you know, they talk down on them, they treat them weird, they don't, you know, it is an eclectic group. So growing up, people have made fun of them, people have talked down on them, and so I just go in. It's supposed to be a life skills class, but I just go in there and I just be cool to them. I just try to be nice to them, that's all. So, yeah, and then Barry saw me there.
Yeah, and because I didn't know that, you know, Todd, that's his ministry. God is using him to minister to people and encourage them. And I was just really blessed by you, man. I was just to see you sitting with them and all of them huddled around and you just kicking back, talking with them. It was a blessing to see. Yeah.
Oh, perfect, because we used up all the people on this side of the room, so now we finally moved over to the middle. Come on up, Jill.
This is Jill. Thanks for coming up, Jill.
This is a little bit high. Okay, I can only stand for so long because I hurt my ankles. But I wanted to thank Jody on that side and Christine. And just to let everyone know, the longer you wait to talk, the sweatier your palms will become. They're really drenched right now. But, you know, I was at a low point in my life, and I reached out to Christine. And I've never been here before, and I knew Dan from another church. But, you know, sometimes, and this was during the COVID and all that too, and so you feel really isolated, you feel really lonely, and you just feel like you need that support. And I went to Christine, and you know, she prayed for me, and then she said, you know, maybe, she goes, this is something you should talk to Pastor Barry about. So I came here and met with Pastor Barry, and then he said, you know, if you think you feel led to, he goes, I think it would be great if you could meet with the prayer ministry team. And that was like the best thing I ever did. That was the best thing. It set me on a path, and it gave me like an image of who God meant for me to be. And, you know, you kind of go through life and you just like pick things up. Like if God wanted me to be a baker, like you go along and you see a drill and you go, ooh, an electric drill. Like, I really want that. But that's not what God wants for you, because God wants you to be a baker. So you're walking through life and you go, oh, there's a sifter, or there's the, you know. And you take all these different skills to become the person God wants you to be, because God wants us to be free. He doesn't want us to be burdened with all these other things, which I felt like I was doing to myself. I wasn't allowing him to let me be free. And it was kind of interesting, after I met with the prayer ministry team, there was this song that came to my mind. you know, I can't remember the name of it, but I kind of remember the lyrics. And it was interesting because it came, it was a song that I knew from college. So I don't know if I'm showing my age, but a long time ago, Knott's Berry Farm used to have like these Christian bands. What? Oh, okay, okay, thank you. And in that band, so it's been a long time since I've been in college, so I haven't even thought about this person, the singer, but Michelle Pilar was there, and I saw her, and she was singing the song, and this verse came into my mind shortly after the meeting with the prayer ministry team, and in the lyrics it says, "And you were there all along, just like a song, somewhere in the back of my mind, you were there all along, leading me on. Now my eyes can see you standing there waiting to set me free." And I think that was the key, was waiting to set me free. So anyways, I want to thank Jody. She has been such a great support. Every single day, I get to see her every day at work. And she's been praying for me because things have been happening in my life. And she's just, "You've got this, because God wants good things for you." So just grateful, and for all of you who came and welcomed me to Catalyst. This is a really great church, and he's right. We're stronger when we're together. So thank you.
Thank you, Jill. I'm so glad she came up, because we were trying two separate times to have her share a testimony in messages, and then it didn't work because of scheduling and just different things. So thanks for coming up today. I figured your hands were going to be really sweaty, because I knew you were supposed to share today.
It's kind of neat with Jill too, because as a result of her receiving prayer ministry, then she needed a job, and she was teaching in the teaching field. And Jody said, "Hey, there's an opening at my school. Why don't you apply?" And I think she started out as a co-teacher with Jody, and she got that job. And then that's why it ended up that now they're working together as co-teachers at that school. So God, right? Like, God is amazing. If we just come in alignment with Him, these things we could have never dreamed or thought, the Lord opens up for us. So.
I just wanted to share something that happened this weekend. I'm not going to go into all the details, but Friday night, Bob and I had a big blowout. And things were said. I said things that I really regretted, and he said things that really hurt. And so Saturday morning, I usually go to Fuego, but I knew that I had to just really seek the Lord and try to make it right. And I was, you know, I have like this playlist, and I was reminded of this. It's called the Prayer of God's Favor, but it was basically all these positive declarations, and I felt like it really shifted my thinking and changed my heart, and I just knew I had to apologize and ask for forgiveness, and I was ready to do that. And so I was waiting for him to come home from Fuego, and I said, "Oh, I want to talk to you." And he looked really busy, and I said, "Oh, okay, I guess you're not ready to talk now, so let me know when you're ready to listen." And so we talked later, and I apologized. I asked him to forgive me, and I really felt bad for the things I had said, but he wasn't ready, and he basically told me to give him some space. He told me, "Go in your office," and I don't know. Let him. Okay. So anyway, I felt really bad, but I called my friend Carolyn. She was busy too, but I just told her, I just said, "Can you pray for me?" I shared, you know, what happened. She prayed for me, and I just felt a lot better and a lot peace. So, but this is the amazing thing. I was in my office writing my notes, and then Bob comes in, and he comes to me like this. with a smile on his face, and so he gave me a hug and he said, "I forgive you." And I thought, man, that was a miracle. And so, but you know what? The thing is, I know God, I mean, the enemy is really working on relationships and in marriages, and I just want to encourage you, if you're struggling with something, you know, call a friend and have them pray for you, or just turn to the Lord and you'll see a miracle. So that's it.
Nancy, stay up here. I feel like, should we close now? Oh, you have one? Okay. I feel like maybe the Lord wants you to release a declaration and blessing over the married couples here. And so, you know, Nancy carries this tremendous fire, and I think of declaring, making declarations and blessing, verbally blessing and things like that, very powerful. So yeah, I feel like Nancy, the Lord wants you to release that.
Lord, I just want to declare your design for marriage. It's to bless us, Lord. And you said it's not good for a man to be alone. And Lord, your design for marriage is that we would be first one with you and one with each other. And Lord, we know you said there's an enemy, a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord, you have come to give life. And so Lord, you are the designer. You are fighting for marriages, Lord. And Lord, we need your help because we can't do it on our own, Lord. And so I just declare you are the Lord over marriages. And I pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, from you. Lord, because you're always there to fill us with hope and with help and with your comfort. And so, and Lord, we are stronger together. So you've surrounded us with people that can help and listen and just, you know, help us where we are. And I feel like I need Todd's blueprint for how to fight fair. So Lord, help us to fight fair. Help us to do things the way you want us to do it, Lord, because you have a good plan and purpose for us in our marriages. Help us to find your way and to receive the life, Lord, the life that you have for us. So thank you, Lord. Again, I just declare you're the Lord over our marriages, over our families, over our Catalyst family, Lord. You are Lord. Amen.
Okay, one more. Well, we got one more. Blake, gonna come on up.
All right, so it's interesting. As soon as they said it's open mic, my heart started pounding. I'm like, oh, good Lord. And if I didn't get up here, I probably would have had a heart attack because my heart's been like pounding so fast. So many of you, if you don't know, I just recently got baptized. And as I went through that, you know, Anyways, I did a lot of reflecting on that. Like, you know, how did I get to that point? And so as I thought about it, you know, it always comes back to saying immediately, right? When I think about how, and for you, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but for those of you who don't know, I was sitting in the back, I was saying that I'm not going to come to church anymore, it's not happening for me. And for some reason, saying she's playing the bass on the worship team, she comes up to me, she leaves the stage in the middle of worship and she prays for me, right? And from that, I don't know why she did that. All I knew is that because of that, I decided, well, you know, I think I need to keep going. And I've always told that story, right, where I talk about where we are now, the fruit that's happened. And every time I tell it, there's more and more fruit, right? There's more and more things that have happened. But as I was reflecting, God downloaded a ton of stuff to me. And so as I think about it, so when, after saying prayed next week, what did? I joined a small group. Crazy. I opened windows. Remember we used to meet in the loft? And you know, I remember going there thinking, oh man, do I really want to go? That's how I am. If anyone knows me, I'm always going to question it, right? Do I really need to go? But I did. And I just remember how welcoming everyone from Kyle and Mimo, and I think there's Jamie and Darren, there was Ross and Ida, Marcy and Jerry and Marcy and Ann and Joanne and all those folks. They all made me feel welcome, all made me feel part of it. And so I kept going. And they made, you know, I'd bring Kimiko and she'd hang out with the little kids. So taking care of Mimi. And so I think, wow, that was really awesome. Right after that, what happened? Somehow I got onto the strike team. I think I just saw a bunch of old people moving stuff. I figured they could use some younger blood, maybe. Not young anymore, but they, you know, maybe they could use some younger blood. And so then I met all the folks from the strike team. It was Mike. I know Mike was on there. I can't remember everyone who was on there. I think Eric was probably on there because he's been on there probably for 30 years. And all the people that I connected with on the strike team. And then somehow I got on the sound team. I don't know how this happens. Okay? It just sort of happened. And then that's where I really felt like I kind of connected and started making friends, like with Howard, Jason, Ron, Justin was there, Ross, and all those folks, where we started connecting and we'd have that year-end dinner and just getting to know people. And then I started thinking about, gosh, what else? I think about all the mentors I've had over the years. You know, first it was Sam. Sam kind of walked me through my 444 story and was meeting me about that. I started meeting with Don, because Don, when he was managing Flurries, Kimiko and I were there probably 3 or 4 times a week. And so we would talk a lot, and we got to get to know each other, and we started meeting separately outside of Flurries, outside of church. I think about Mark. Mark, we started meeting, and you were really instrumental in helping me be a better husband, the kind of husband I needed to be. And I think I've been better. I've been better, right, Sammy? she's not paying attention. I guess not. I don't know. But, I think about all those mentors I've had that have helped me through this. And then I think about the other groups I've been part of. Like, I think about pickleball, like with Todd and playing with it, even though I only lasted for a few months before my shoulder gave out. That was great, just ministering, right, meeting people. We have our poker group. I can talk about the poker group, right? That's not a secret, no? Okay. But we have a poker group, whatever. So, yeah, and then we connect, and we meet on a bi-monthly basis or so, like with Justin, Jeff, Howard. I shouldn't name you guys. Is it okay if I name you guys? Never mind. It's just a group of guys that we meet, okay? So, sorry if I called you guys out. My bad. So, right, and connecting there and making me feel more and more involved. And I think about the other small groups I've been in with first Mark and Trish, and then that's with Justin and Deborah, Marcy, Debbie. Gosh, who am I forgetting? Anyways, that whole small group with you leading us and connecting more and more there, where you guys made me feel like we could be ourselves, I could just be who I am. And ultimately then Debbie taking over, and then now we have Kevin and Suzanne. And, it's been awesome just connecting and feeling more and more connected where everyone's kind of, being with me. And then also, the men's group with Don leading it, with Jonathan and Damon and all those folks. And so when I started reflecting on this, and I started thinking about what got me here, saying prayer was instrumental. Without that, I don't get here. But then over the years, it's the connection I had with all the other people. All those other people I mentioned and more that got me to where I am, that led me to that baptism, right? Because without that, without the connection, without the support, would I have gotten there? I really don't think I would have, right? I think I eventually would have fallen off, and who knows where I would have been. And so it's funny, when we think about this retreat and the theme is stronger together, that's what it is, right? It's I don't get here without the support of everyone in this church, because we're a community, right? Catalyst Christian community. And without the support of everyone, I know I don't get where I am. So I think it's just perfect timing that you have this sharing, that the theme of the retreat is stronger together, because I'm still so thankful for everyone here. So I'm telling you, without everyone here, I know I don't get where I'm at. So I really appreciate it. And I just want to just thank everyone for helping me get to this point. So thank you.
We have one more. Sophia.
Hi, my name is Sophia Rasang. Thank you, Blake. Just been a privilege just to see the fruits of the, you know, fruit of God. But what I wanted to really share here was, I really had nothing to say, you know, when you say, oh, open mic and I'm the last person to be here. But I just, he just reminded me all the retreats that I've been to. So the first retreat, I was a bass player, got to learn about community. Never had a community before, just learned about that. And then the other retreat, I learned about healing, that God could heal. Not only mentally, spiritually, but physically too. And then he taught about gift of spirit. Never thought I could speak in tongues. I thought I'd be the last person. But he talked about healing and then prayer. So it was really hard for me to actually sign up for this retreat, because I think coming out of COVID, I didn't feel connected. So I wasn't really sure, but something prompted me to sign up. But what I found out was he just reminded me all the little moments that he planted through the retreat. I got to meet Cameron last time, you know, about through our dreams, you know, what God is speaking to us in our dreams. So I just want to encourage all of you to go with the expectation that God has a treasure for you to find it. And he is ready to give it to you. So that's what I have to say. So thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. That, what a perfect, what? Okay. I think that's a perfect ending. I think God is doing, he's moving. He is moving to draw us together. And I tell you, his heart is to create a kingdom community. He wants to create a places, not just our place, places all over the world. He is calling remnants forth to create communities where he is present, where his family is connected, loving one another, and just being a light to people. And I tell you, if we all answer that call, you're going to see amazing things that the Lord's going to do. And other people, people you never thought would come to the Lord, they're going to come in and say, what is this? I need what's happening here. And so let's just close our time. I'm going to have worship team come forward. Let's just close our time with prayer. It's an awesome time. Thanks all of you for sharing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving us a taste of 1 Corinthians 14:26. As each one has come, they've had a revelation, a story, a testimony to share. And it's to give you the glory, God. We wouldn't be who we are. We wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't be and have the relationship with you that we have if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for Jesus, you coming and giving your life, if it wasn't for you, Holy Spirit, filling us and being in our midst. And so, Lord, I pray, as we've heard testimonies, I feel like your response, your calling, and your response to us now is to worship you, to honor you, to praise you, to lift your name, to exalt you, to recognize you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Lord, and to be part of you bringing your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Holy Spirit, would you move? Would you release earth-shattering, kingdom-shaking, Satan-defeating worship in this place, that you will be lifted up here now? So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.